Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
This is the Captain's America Third Watch, coming to you live from Tampa. Call in now and talk to Captain Matt toll-free, 877-969-8600.
I'm your captain.
He's on the air, taking on enemies foreign and domestic, and uniting Americans to the cause of liberty.
We will rally the world to this cause by our efforts, by our courage. We will not tire, we will not falter, and we will not fail.
Good morning, America. Hello, world, and welcome to the Tuesday morning edition of the Captain's America Third Watch. I'm your host, retired fire rescue Captain Matt Bruce, with tomorrow's news tonight as we broadcast from my Salem Media Group, Tampa, Florida flagship station, to great radio stations all across America and around the world, too, via the Internet and the satellite. Now, a special shout-out. This always goes out to our active-duty military, our veterans, our EMS and firefighters, our police, our hospital and ER room workers, our 911 dispatchers, our Customs and Border Patrol, security officers of the U.S. Coast Guard, and all those helping keeping us free and safe. Now, to everybody that's out there working on the Third Watch tonight, regardless of what you're doing, thanks for keeping America rolling along, especially our over-the-road truck drivers and men and women out there, coast-to-coast, border-to-border, and, of course, our bulk mail haulers out there hauling the mail from the bulk mail centers over to the post offices so the mail can be delivered today. And I'll bet you there'll be a bunch of mail coming out today. It's you. Anyway, and let's also not forget about our suicide jockeys out there delivering the gas and the diesel. Now, you can follow us on Facebook, the official Captain's America Third Watch Facebook page. That's the official Captain's America Third Watch Facebook page. We're also on MeWe, we're on Gab, we're on Parler, we're on Getter, we're on Truth Social, handles the same on all of those, at Captain's America, and we're on Twitter, at Captain's America, and don't forget about our website either, the Captain's America, thirdwatch.com. All right, from founderscode.com, that's founderscode.com, we have Denise Simon, and good morning to you.
Good morning.
You know, last night, somewhere around 8 o'clock, just before dark, all of a sudden the plane started going up about every 5 to 10 minutes. And I noticed that the planes were not flying all that much the day before. And even into the day of when I got here yesterday. So I guess they got the glitch resolved that they had because what a mess that must have been.
Yeah, but that was just for American, was it not?
Yeah, but the planes I saw go up were Delta, American, Southwest, and what was the other one? JetBlue. One after the other, after the other, after the other. I had not seen that the day before.
Well, I don't know how many flights were canceled yesterday or over the weekend.
A couple hundred, we were told.
Oh, at least that.
And at least 4,000 were rescheduled.
Yeah.
So I don't know what they're going to do to settle all of this, but is this all on Buttigieg, as some people are saying?
Oh, I mean, he bears some, I shouldn't say responsibilities, but, I mean, he is part of the problem, but the problems are multiple. You got problems inside the airline with pilots. You got them with the ground crew. You got them with the air traffic controllers. So, that's a mess. It's just everywhere.
Yep. Okay, well, hopefully today, but I would call ahead, folks. If I was going to the airport, I would call ahead. I wouldn't just pop in there and assume everything's fine. You might get a surprise, and some of these people have been sitting for literally most of the day and into the early evening or late evening before they were able to get their flight up in the air. So I would just to make sure I'd give them a call. That's just me. Okay.
Yeah, I use that, or generally the airlines will call the passengers.
Okay. Now, there was an interesting report, and I don't know where the Ukraine government came up with this one. They said 36,000 Russian soldiers have been killed so far in the war.
Okay.
Are you buying that number?
I'm not buying any of the numbers. I see them. But there's no way for us to validate any of that. They're there. I look at them, but they don't mean much to me. It's kind of like the number of tanks and ground equipment that the Ukrainians have destroyed the Russians. I'm not sure that I'm buying all that either.
Now, Ukraine yesterday also laid out a $750 billion post-war recovery plan. How's that going to work out?
Well, I understand that they're trying to estimate what it would cost going forward with some kind of survival here. Putting a value to the loss of a country. So, I get it. there's a lot of other countries out there that rely on Ukraine for output, especially in the agriculture side. So I understand it. I don't know how that could, who's going to pay it and what's that going to look like on the other side. But, you have to put a cost to war. It happens all the time. And that's what's going on there.
Well, I also know that Ukraine said that they've lost 10,000 of their soldiers. And, I don't think when we see that number and we see the Russian number, I think it might be the other way around, maybe, if there's that many to be lost. But I somehow think the Ukrainians were getting beat a lot worse than the Russians were. That's just me. All right, hold that thought. We'll talk about that on the other side of the break here. Okay, the Captain's America Third Watch coming right back with more. Don't go anywhere. A lot more in store. And Jeff's going to give you the phone number.
If you want to talk with the captain or with Denise Simon, 877-969-8600 on the Captain's America Third Watch with Captain Matt Bruce. More with Denise right after this.
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses, too. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's MySolarBackup.com. Look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at MySolarBackup.com.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.
You don't sit behind a desk every day to earn a living. You're out and about making it happen. And sometimes you get a little bit behind on your paperwork. You know, like bookkeeping and paying your taxes. It's easy to get behind on paying your taxes. It happens to the best of us. And you know what happens next. The big bad IRS comes knocking on your door. And when that happens, you need to call the good old boys at the Tax Doctor. Let them do what they do best. Deal and negotiate with the IRS so you pay the lowest you can in back taxes that the law allows. We are a 100% U.S.-based company, and we've saved our clients millions over the years in back taxes. If you owe $10,000 or more in back taxes, call my friends right now at the Tax Doctor and learn more.
800-507-3137. 800-507-3137. 800-507-3137. That's 800-507-3137.
Who listens to radio at night? EMTs, truck drivers, law enforcement, and many other hardworking people just like you, buying products and services from companies just like yours. Many companies owe their success to radio. It's the engaging medium. Call 877-996-4327. Or email advertise@gcnlive.com. That's advertise@gcnlive.com.
I am a non-attorney spokesperson representing a team of lawyers who've helped people that have been injured or wronged. Have you been diagnosed with cancer? Are you one of the millions who have taken Zantac or other generic versions of this popular drug to help treat stomach issues? Then pay close attention to this message. The FDA said it detected low levels of a probable cancer-causing chemical known as NDMA in Zantac and other generic forms of this popular drug. They've banned sales and even removed it from the market. If you've been diagnosed with cancer and you've taken Zantac or a generic equivalent, call the legal helpline now. You could receive a free cash award and have your medical expenses covered. And there's no upfront cost to you. They only get paid if you win. So please, call now. 800-998-7173. 800-998-7173. 800-998-7173. That's 800-998-7173.
When you need to know, the Captain's America Third Watch is the place to go. Overnight, live, 2 to 6 a.m. Eastern Time on this station. More common sense, conservative talk.
All right, thanks very much, Kathy. This portion of the program brought to you by our friends over at Geico Insurance. Geico Insurance brings you this portion of the program, my conversation with Denise Simon from FoundersCode.com. And, oh, by the way, Geico is an insurance company that's been saving people money for more than 85 years on the cars or the trucks that they're driving. And they are the second largest personal auto insurer in the country, insuring over 25 million drivers. Now, you can go to Geico.com, the website, and you can get a price quote for the car you're driving, the truck you're driving. Maybe you've got a motorcycle, an ATV, a boat, or an RV. They can insure all of that. Plus, your homeowner's policy, your renter's insurance, and your condo insurance can be bundled with your automotive policy, and you will save a boatload of money in the process. So check them out. Geico, G-E-I-C-O.com. Check them out and see what they can do for you. All right, back to Denise Simon, FoundersCode.com, and good morning.
Good morning.
The recall Gascon petition. I got a call from somebody yesterday in California, asked me if I could at least mention that to the folks that are listening. So, yeah, that's a petition that's out there. You need to go online, or you need to find the people with the petitions in the shopping centers and whatnot and sign the darn thing and get that guy out of there. He's a walking disaster.
Yes, he is.
And by the way, his record gets worse.
Okay.
He's more people being released, murderers being down pleaded to this, that, and the other, going out and then committing assaults again. I mean, it's happened again over the weekend.
Look, The biggest thing that California is not admitting to is they voted, or Los Angeles, they voted this guy in.
Yep.
But you know, it's always, I always look for what is not there. And what is not there is Governor Newsom saying a blasted thing about the lack of prosecutions by this guy, and how this guy is contributing to the collapse of you know, law and order in Los Angeles. Where is Governor Newsom on any of it? Nowhere.
Mm-hmm.
What does that tell you?
Mm-hmm. Well, Governor Newsom is busy trying to put down Florida with his little video that he's got.
Yeah, come to California, you know, find your freedom here.
Yeah,
find your freedom.
Yeah, that, what a bunch of nonsense. How about bring your wallet with you, because it's going to cost you 60 cents of every dollar you make there to pay your taxes.
Yep.
How about that one? Don't hear him talking about that, do you? By the way, go ahead.
No, you don't. I mean, I looked at some of the ads, and it's comical.
By the way, Donald Trump is once again blasting Liz Cheney and the January 6th probe for their behavior, plus the fact that he wants them investigated, because if, and I believe you and I talked about this, if they are using government funds to fund a committee whose stated goal now on television by the members of the committee is to keep Donald Trump from running for office, then that is a violation of not only their oath, but a violation of the law.
What law?
Money. You cannot go after an individual to try to keep them from running for office as one politician to another.
What's the law?
It's a law that they have. It's an ethics violation that they have in the Congress of the United States. That's what's been said by several different people. And they can bring them up on charges, plus go after them for the amount of money that they're getting. Apparently, they're working on the government dole to keep Donald Trump from running for office. That's a stated goal.
Well, I mean, I'm not sure why you're saying apparent. I mean, that's public. They've said that.
Yeah, but I say apparently because that's not their goal on paper. They say one thing and they do another thing. I mean, I guess their cover is what the words say versus what they say. The printed words.
Well, I mean, it's okay. The only thing that I can think that if there's a law that's violated would be the Hatch Act.
That's correct.
But
yep.
I haven't looked at the specifics of the law,
mm-hmm.
But it doesn't matter, because is anybody going to prosecute him?
Nope. That's the problem.
Okay. All right.
Yep, that's the problem. Mm-hmm. However, if November comes around and the Democrats lose, oh, and by the way, this is another sign that they're in huge trouble. I'll get to this in just a second after I make this point. If the election comes around in November and the Democrats lose the way it looks like they're projected to, then things will change. Now, get this. Yesterday, the Congress scored their lowest points yet on job performance and whether or not the country's headed in the right direction. They're down to 18%. It hasn't been that low in a decade.
Pretty awful, isn't it?
Yep. So what we do now, Coach? Got to start over. We've got to start over.
Well, you know, it might be a good idea that everybody necessarily read the Declaration of Independence.
Yep.
Because I think it's about time that we here in the United States make that same declaration right about now, don't you?
That plus the Bill of Rights and the Constitution. They need to read it all and understand. We just had July 4th. They need to understand why we are who we are and how we got here.
Okay.
I mean, I'm all for that, and I'll promote it any way I can. What do you think? All right. Well, hold on a minute. We got to call. I know he's got something to surrender here. Okay, Mel in Saratoga Springs. What do you think?
Oh no, I was just calling in regards to what you said. If the election comes around, when you say if, meaning what? I'll listen to your answer, Captain. Thank you.
Okay. What I mean by if is if we win what we're supposed to win and boot the Democrats out of control in Washington, D.C. That's the if.
Well, you know, I understand where Mel's going. There will be elections, but I think that some of the same tactics, or maybe new ones that haven't necessarily been discovered yet, are being used. An interesting thing that, and I don't know if this is, you know, Mel may know, is it a common practice for a state elections board to look at not people that have never been registered to vote in their state? But they look at other states and see that a former resident of state A is now a resident of state B, and then they send voter registration to the resident in state B to have them registered to vote in state A. Does that make sense?
I had
him
do it.
In other words,
I had him do it to me.
What?
Mm-hmm.
One state. But you live here.
Yeah.
One state is looking at new residents that haven't been registered to vote, but new residents of another state. Why?
Mm-hmm.
I mean, something is very funky there.
I used to reside in New York State, but I lived in Florida, and I moved and made my residence down here, even though my business address was still up in New York years ago, and my fire department and all that stuff was up there.
Yeah, we're in 2022 here.
I know, but they sent me a voter registration for New York, and I'd already moved down here. I could have filled it out, but I didn't.
There's something that's very weird that's going on here.
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I'm not liking that.
All right, well, I'm with you on that one. In the meantime, here comes the music, so stay low, and I'll be talking to you later. Have a great day.
Sure.
All right, Denise Simon, FoundersCode.com, FoundersCode.com. Run on over there and check out all the great articles that she likes to write about. You'll know what's going on.
Hi, everybody. This is the Captain, Matt Bruce. Tune in 2 to 6 a.m. to hear tonight what they'll be talking about tomorrow on this radio station. The Captain's America Third Watch. Always American and always conservative. God.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
You've seen crazy diets to lose weight? At GCN Team, our healthy body weight loss system simply neutralizes the body, bringing down cravings. It has been proven that nutritional deficiencies drive appetite for carbs, sugars, and fats. Lose weight the easy way. Find us at GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. Fighting cravings is a fool's game. Give the body what it needs to be satisfied. Again, 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203.
USA Radio News with Kenneth Burns.
The search for a person of interest in a shooting on the 4th of July parade in Highland Park, Illinois, continues. Police Chief Lou Jogman.
His name is Robert Bobby E. Crimo, C-R-I-M-O III. He is 22 years of age,
Police believe he's driving a silver Honda Fit with Illinois plates. Jodman says local, state, and federal law enforcement are working to locate Cremo. At least 6 people are dead and at least 30 people were wounded in the attack. Those at the parade described the chaos that ensued. This woman spoke to WLS-TV.
I remember seeing people's faces. They were kind of confused because they didn't know if it was, like, you know, part of the show or whatnot. Like, it was just crazy, and I just remember hearing people screaming and running.
Authorities have not released any details on the victims. This is USA Radio News.
Life can be full of risks. One thing you shouldn't take a risk with ever is your family's health insurance. If you're self-employed or you now need affordable health insurance, you need to make this free call right now and see how the Health Insurance Helpline can help you get it. We specialize in helping the self-employed and people just like you that need affordable health insurance to get it. We have short and long-term health insurance plans, and some even cover dental, vision, and prescription drugs. Don't take a risk with your family's health insurance. It's not worth it. If you're self-employed or now need affordable health insurance, call right now and learn for free how to get it. Listen, affordable health insurance plans for everyone just like you are a free phone call away. So give us a shout right now.
800-670-0946. 800-670-0946. 800-670-0946. That's 800-670-0946.
First, we decide where we want to go. Then we need to know the best way to get there. Hi, my name's Adam Baratta. I'm the owner of Advantage Gold. We're the highest rated precious metals firm in the country. We teach people how to own physical gold and silver. Now, we've won the Best of TrustLink Award 4 years in a row because we educate our clients on how to buy gold and silver the right way. We don't pay celebrity spokespeople millions of dollars. We'd rather pass that value on to you. Call 800-900-8000 and speak with one of our experts. We'll send you a free gold kit along with my latest number one national best-selling book, The Great Devaluation. Call 800-900-8000. That's 800-900-8000. Get the best information, the best process, the best service, the best value. Call Advantage Gold at 800-900-8000. Call 800-900-8000.
Thank you all for the United States veterans. May God love you.
Hi, everybody. This is the Captain, Matt Bruce. Tune in 2 to 6 a.m. to hear tonight what they'll be talking about tomorrow on this radio station. The Captain's America Third Watch. Always American and always conservative. God bless America.
All righty. Welcome back, everybody, to the Captain's America Third Watch. This portion of the program, we're going to change things around a little bit here this morning because of what's gone on, and I have a special guest in studio, I might add. It's brought to you by the National Aviation Academy, of course, with 2 locations to serve you, one in Clearwater, Florida, the other one up in Concord, Massachusetts, outside Boston. And you want to make sure you check them out at NAA.edu and give them a call to take the tour, 800-659-2080. Okay, let's see if I can get this to work. We should have on mic, which mic are you on, 3?
I'm on number, believe, 2 right now.
All right, well, that's 2. There you are. You're on 2.
I've got Ken.
You sound fine. I've got Ken Zier, who happens to be one of our engineers, radio engineers, board ops, as we like to call them, in studio with me. And the reason I have him here is because you are from this area in Chicago, very close by to where all this stuff happened, correct?
In Highland Park area. Been there many, many, many times, yes.
All right. Well, first of all, did you see the way this cat was dressed?
I have not, no. I've seen a mugshot.
Take a look at that. What's that say?
That says, that's all black.
And who is that?
That looks like Antifa.
Now, are we showing our colors here?
Maybe.
Because when I first heard about this, and then I heard Biden without knowing, you know, without really saying anything, kind of come out and insinuate, well, the guns, and we here we go again, and we got to get rid of the guns. Okay. That is one of the Democratic-supported groups. If he is, even if he's a lone wolf, you can't tell me that that kid
is an average, and look at his face. I mean,
well,
like,
the face is bizarre.
My
yeah.
God, he looks. I can't even explain that. I mean, there's something really wrong with this picture. And granted, you know, liberalism is a mental disease, but that's the full illustration of it right there.
Well, you can't get much more liberal than Illinois, to tell you the truth.
So tell me about this area where he was at, where he apparently climbed up on the roof of a building, knew right where he wanted to go in the middle of town, got up there and fired down on the parade.
Exactly. It's a boutique area of Highland Park. You know, lots of high class, high end. The whole place is high end. I mean, you cannot, if you're from the south side of Chicago and you're driving through Highland Park, you'll have a cop behind you in about 20 minutes just to see what you're doing there. This is very, very affluent. This is the most, one of the most, well, there's Wilmette, there's Highland Park, and there's Lake Forest, all three of them right in a row, and they are all very affluent places to live. That's where Michael Jordan used to live up there, Mike Ditka. The Bears have their training camp in Lake Forest. So it's very, very high end. This guy, from what the local media, I was reading out there last night, this guy from what the local media is saying, his father ran for mayor.
Yes, 2019.
Of Highland Park.
Yeah.
And he, and 2019, yeah.
And he runs a, like a family restaurant. He's probably, this is probably going to affect the father's business.
I would think so.
Yeah.
So it's a well-off family, obviously. You can't live there unless you're well-off. These people live on the lakefront, many of them mansions just you wouldn't believe the size of some of these places.
So what I want to establish here, because you have firsthand knowledge about this, is, of course, we watched what was going on. We heard all along that people were being warned, be careful, watch your surroundings, this, that, and the other. This is a lone wolf, and we know about the lone wolf attacks. We've heard about this for years now, going on years, but these people are going to act. And the way he looks like he's a loner. He had a high-powered rifle. Where he got that, we'll find out about later. But the guy is obviously not all there. The look he's got in his eyes is, I can't describe it. It's like you're looking at a madman.
I was reading last night that on his Facebook page, where he put a video on TikTok or something, where he had, I believe it was Lee Harvey Oswald in the background.
Yeah.
That may have why he went up in a building. It may be some wacko association with the Kennedy assassination
and
as well.
And the other thing is that he had reference to a video that he'd taken down about a school shooting.
Yeah, okay.
He talked about a school shooting, and maybe it was about time.
I hadn't heard that one yet.
Yeah, that's the other thing that he did, yep. And up until 9 o'clock last night, he still had a Facebook page. Because I went over there and I found his name, and I saw it, and I saw all the strange stuff that was on there.
Yeah, well, I don't know what he associated with or what he was thinking, but he's obviously crazy. I mean, we've got to get him.
And when they got him out of the car, and I saw that picture come across the wire, all dressed in black, that tells me exactly what I need to know about who and what he is.
Yeah.
Because, again, that's their M.O. That's their trademark.
It is, yes. So I hadn't seen that yet. Not really surprised.
So put two and two together for me, Mr. Chicago. What do you think we got going on here?
Well, I think you're right about the lone roof, and he's just been affected by the politics up there, probably.
Okay.
Yeah.
Because I'm not sure, but he had a lot of people in his gun sights, including police.
Did he? Yeah. Well, he could have, certainly, yeah.
Yeah. But the people that came this way, underneath where the building was, survived. The ones that went the other way were the ones that got shot.
Well, his line of fire, certainly. Yeah,
exactly.
He was high, so he could not reach down in front of him. But I just think he's just a wacko who got somehow involved with the Kennedy assassination, to tell you the truth.
Okay, well, I'm glad that I caught you going down the hallway, because I told you I wanted to talk about this briefly. You have firsthand knowledge of what's going on up there. And again, I believe this is a lone wolf.
Yeah.
I believe that he's everything that these crazies are, these weirdos, call them whatever you want, the radicals.
Mm-hmm.
And I think that they got a really bad person off the street. Unfortunately, he killed 6 people and wounded 30. Most of them are out of the hospital, though, most of them.
Oh, that's good news. Yeah,
yeah, there's still half a dozen that are very serious.
It's a gorgeous community.
Yeah, and one of them's a baby, an infant.
So sad, though. I mean, a lot of kids traumatized now for 4th of July forever, probably, because
all right.
of this.
Well, that's Ken Zier, and he also happens to be our number 2 newsman next to Roger P. Schulman.
That's right.
Yeah. Yeah, can you do your Roger P. Show?
I'll be doing Roger on Friday, as a matter of fact.
Okay, very good. Well, Ken, thank you very much for stopping by and helping me with that, because I knew you would have a couple of answers that some other people wouldn't, and you, thank you very much.
Thank you, Kevin.
Okay. Now, folks, we are going to get into this with Lieutenant Colonel Kevin Wright after the top of the hour. Of course, Chris Markowski and I are going to be talking pretty much about the financial aspect of things that are still going downhill very quickly. Now, I will tell you that the shooter's father ran for the Highland Park mayor in 2019. That's something else that isn't being said a lot about. And he also ran a very highly successful, don't know how successful it's going to be anymore, restaurant there in Highland Park. So, a lot of things happen to families after something like this that are just unexplainable. But I listened to the, I was trying to count the gunshots, because I heard somebody say upwards to 60 shots. I think I counted about 50 that I could actually count, but that's all I counted. And I couldn't quite get a handle on all the rest of it. But I was trying. All right, now, Governor DeSantis and Governor Newsom have got a little fire going on here on the Internet. Newsom, of course, put out a campaign, an ad buy on Fox Florida to get his thing out there, his 30-second ad. And this is the way it goes. It's Independence Day, so let's talk about what's going on in America. Freedom is under attack in your state. I urge all of you living in Florida to join the fight, or join us here in California, where we still believe in freedom. Freedom of speech, freedom to choose, freedom from hate, freedom to love. And don't let them take your freedom. Well, that's not the California that we all know. California is where they are taking your freedom, and businesses are moving out, and individuals are moving out, because they can't afford to pay 60 cents of every dollar they earn in that state in taxes. 60 cents in taxes. And where's that tax go? To the state. That doesn't count your federal tax. Unbelievable. Unbelievable. So, Gavin Newsom, you know, you're the one banning the books. You're the one restricting speech. You're the one making it harder to vote, although you are definitely handing the right to vote to the criminal aliens out there, the illegals that come in there, because you're not going to check them. And you're the one that's criminalizing women and the doctors, too. It's time for the people in California to stand up and take their state back. How you like that one, Gavin Newsom? In California, now's your time. Rise and shine. All right, folks, I'm coming back with Chris Markowski, the watchdog on Wall Street. Don't go anywhere.
Hello, I'm Ron Edwards, host of the Edwards Notebook, and you're listening to the Captain, Matt Bruce, on America's Third Watch.
Do you fear getting COVID? I've had COVID 4 times over 2 years now, and it is very easy to eliminate from my body. We've all heard the several nutritional and medical recommendations on how to protect from COVID. However, no one is talking about the one I've found to be the most effective. I've had 2 clients debilitated with COVID symptoms for days or months take our Green Meadow Whey protein powder and feel either 100% well or much better in the first 24 hours. That's a faster recovery than offered by any medication or other nutritional supplement. Green Meadow Whey is naturally rich in the protein called lactoferrin. Non-denatured lactoferrin is a protein that binds to viruses and cell receptor sites so they cannot enter the cell, as well as defends the body against bacteria, fungi, parasites, and supports abdominal fat loss. I have found that nature always has a superior answer to any health challenge. Let Green Meadow Whey empower your body and immunity to the highest levels of health. To order, go to bestwheyprotein.net. That's BESTWHEY protein.net, or call 888-988-3325.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. I started fighting the IRS over 40 years ago when they tried to seize my mother's house. I sued the IRS and won. I beat the IRS then, and I've been beating them ever since. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I've helped thousands of people deal with tax problems they thought might never be solved. I can help you, too. If you owe taxes you can't pay, don't wait another day. There's no such thing as a hopeless tax case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com, danpilla.com.
Hi, this is Dr. Joel Wallach, the mineral doctor. You've heard me talk about 90 for life for years. 60 minerals, 16 vitamins, 12 amino acids, 2 fatty acids. You may not know this, that I've actually designed Arthrodex for animals. That's right. Your pets need 90 for life, too. Get this essential pet product by calling 877-279-9422. That's 877-279-9422. Again, 877-279-9422. Hi, this is Dr. Joel Wallach, the mineral doctor. You've heard me talk about 90 for life for years. 60 minerals, 16 vitamins, 12 amino acids, 2 fatty acids. You may not know this, that I've actually designed Arthrodex for animals. That's right. Your pets need 90 for life, too. Get this essential pet product by calling 877-279-9422. That's 877-279-9422. Again, 877-279-9422.
Looking for that edge during those intimate moments? We see many ads for enhancement, but the side effects include death. At GCN Team, we should change the Healthy Body Brain and Heart Pack to the Healthy Libido Pack. The brain and heart are not the only organs that require a healthy vascular system. For proper blood flow at the right moment, go to GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203.
I am a non-attorney spokesperson representing a team of lawyers who help people that have been injured or wronged. If you've been involved in a serious car, truck, or motorcycle accident, or injured at work, you have rights, and you may be entitled to money for your suffering. Don't accept an offer you get from an insurance company until you talk to a lawyer. And we represent some of the best personal injury lawyers you can find. Tough lawyers that will fight to win your case. And they're so good, they stake their reputation on it by only getting paid if you win. So if you've been in a serious car, truck, or motorcycle accident or hurt on the job, find out today for free what kind of compensation you may be entitled to. Call the legal helpline right now.
800-509-4492. 800-509-4492. 800-509-4492. That's 800-509-4492.
This is Kyle Warren, the professor of politics, and you're tuned in to the fastest growing overnight radio program in America, The Captain's America. Third Watch with host Captain Matt Bruce. Call us at 1-877-969-8600 or send us a direct message. Go to thecaptainsamericathirdwatch.com. That's thecaptainsamericathirdwatch.com. Take it away, Captain.
Okay, Kyle, thank you very much. I will. And before I get to my conversation with Chris Markowski, the watchdog on Wall Street, I want to tell you that Moss Acura brings you my conversation with Chris. Now, that's Moss spelled M-A-U-S. They happen to be located right next door to Moss Nissan on North Florida Avenue here in Tampa. And people come from all around, north, south, east, west, up in North Florida, all around the state of Florida, up into Georgia, Alabama, Mississippi, Louisiana, Tennessee, even on up into the Midwest. And guess what? As far away as Phoenix, Arizona. And you heard me say that absolutely correctly. They've come over to check out the You Serve, You Save dealer. Everybody in the country knows what that means now. If you're active duty military, if you're a veteran, if you are a first responder, active or retired, and if you're a church pastor too, you'll get yourself a great deal on a vehicle at Moss, M-A-U-S, Acura.com. Check them out today, Moss, M-A-U-S, Acura.com. And don't forget to tell them the captain sent you. Okay, Chris Markowski, the Watchdog on Wall Street, is with us. Good morning, Mr. Watchdog.
How you doing?
I'm doing good. Hey, all I want to mention is about the shooting yesterday, because I'm not going to really dwell on any of time with that with you, is that it was a horrible thing that happened. We're getting to know a little bit more about it. Did you see the way this individual was dressed when they got him out of the car?
I haven't seen the photos. After, I mean, I've seen photos of the guy, not of him, you know, at that time, no.
He was dressed in an all-black garb. Looked like they were the black military fatigues that Antifa wears.
I know that from what I'm learning, he climbed to the roof of the building, and they're still getting more information. It's just, again, it's tough to even get your arms around. It's like your mind has a tough time with so many of these things happening around the country and all of this is just the pure evil that's out there. It's really hard to comprehend. It really is.
Yep. This is one of the lone wolves that we've heard about because, again, if you see somebody acting weird or sticking to themselves and then they've got an internet presence where they're posting videos about school shootings and whatnot, I mean, that ought to give you a little idea there's something not right there.
Yeah, there was, even if there was people that were, concealed carry and armed there, they'd have a very difficult time. As you see, you know, he had the high ground, it was the top of the building, shooting down. And really not much you can do. But, I think we're going to continue. We're going to need more good guys with guns, at this point in time, because obviously, you know, more and more of these people just don't feel safe. You know, you're at a 4th of July parade. A nice neighborhood in Illinois and something like this happens.
Yeah, well, we had several shootings yesterday. It wasn't just there. Two troopers were shot in Pennsylvania at another festivity that was going on. They're okay, thank God, but still, that's just part of what went on yesterday. Now, let's talk about Big Oil, because over the weekend, they went after Joe Biden for a big-time blunder that he made, talking about, well, the gas stations, they got to roll back their prices without even knowing what it is the gas stations have to do to begin with.
At this point in time, the approval ratings came out today, it's at 30%. I don't know.
Did you see the ones for Congress?
No, I haven't.
But listen to this, 18%.
Yeah, it's. Again, we need something in our Constitution, like when it gets this bad, we can press a reset button or something like
that. You
bet. I'll get everybody out, get in everybody new, because that's where we're at this point in time.
Yep.
The oil companies fired back and, we kind of made fun of, the intern that posted this might want to take an Econ 101 class.
Yep.
And I've been saying this again and again and again on my program. I said, it's Economics 101. And they say things out there that are, it's pandering to people that aren't very smart, that don't know any better. But again, everybody knows what they're paying at the pump and what they're paying at the grocery store and what's taking place, and they're tired of
it. Well, you and I have talked about all of this until we're blue in the face because, of course, I pay attention to the price of oil. And the reason I do that is because of the truck drivers. They want to know what's going on so that they can judge their trips and see what the rates might be with the fuel surcharge and all that sort of stuff. And I'm going to look at it again. I'm right here, right now, on the oil-price.net website. Gasoline right now is, let's see here, $3.69 a gallon at the refinery. That's without all the different add-ons to it. And diesel is $3.94 right now at the refinery. That's come down significantly from where it was, but we're not seeing that reflected at the pump yet, although it is going down, and it's $4.35 a gallon in my area. I did have a conversation with Denise Simon a little while ago, and she said up there by her area, just off Tampa Road, it's $4.22 a gallon.
Well, again, that's localized. I mean, every area of the country is different blends, different taxes. A myriad of different things that are factored in. Refining capacity is an issue. That's really what's kind of driving the prices up to these absolutely ridiculous levels. There's enough oil right now, like I said, but it's just not enough as far as refining is concerned. And obviously, it's a forward-looking market. Obviously some concerns in regards to supply disruptions moving forward. We're getting into the hurricane months and what that means.
By the way, there's a, it's not a joke. It may have started out as a joke, but there's these tips for a safe July 4th picnic or barbecue.
Uh-huh.
And it had the little normal tips that were out there. And somebody added at the end of it, they reposted it, P.S., carry your gun.
I haven't seen that, but, yeah, I mean, again, yeah, I don't mind at all. You know, nothing wrong with good guns. Always makes me feel safer.
Yep, if there had been one or two of them around yesterday, they would have taken that guy out, well, even though he was in a position.
Maybe. Yeah. I mean, you know, it's a difficult. I mean, in that situation, you know, like I said, where he was at the high ground, there's really not much anybody could really do.
Yeah, he was definitely hiding, but somebody saw him go up there, and there were cameras that spied. You know, they identified him very quickly. Did you notice that?
I would assume that, probably some, camera on the street probably, got it, some surveillance camera. That's probably why they were able to do that.
Yeah. Now, who's this guy named Michael Busler, B-U-S-L-E-R? Do you know who he is?
I'm not familiar off the top of my head.
No. He's made a comment that recession is here and stagflation is punishing our economy.
Yeah, I mean, lots of people are making that assertion, not just that guy. I mean, it's, recession, again, it's going to be defined by the economists at the NBER. We're going to find out whether second quarter GDP growth was negative. If that's the case, it fulfills one of the criteria.
Mm-hmm.
If we're in a recession, and even if we are, it's like I said, it's an odd one if they decide to call it, because still, the unemployment numbers are still very, very low.
Do we know if it's made that level yet for the second quarter or no?
No, that'll come out within the next 2 weeks.
Okay. By the way, NASA reported a mysterious rocket crashed on Mars. Wonder who dropped in.
That's interesting. I haven't read that story yet. I'm not familiar. I'm going to have to look into that. I didn't see anything about that.
Yep. And, of course, we're hearing now that the money that's out there going on along the border and whatnot, the money that's been invested in that down there, Texas is still legally trying to maintain possession. Now, they supposedly were going to get it to begin with because they were going to bid in a bidding process to get it, but the federal government has not released the border materials to Texas so they can finish building the border wall.
Yeah, I'm in the camp right now. The Florida representative down there in Miami, Republican Leah Salazar,
right.
I like her plan. I really do. I wish Republicans would get on board with it. Again, there's a bit of a compromise. I mean, you're going all in on shutting down the border. No more illegals coming in.
Sure.
And for the illegals that are here, it's a 15-year wait to actually even think about becoming a citizen and being allowed to vote.
Bring it on.
I think it's a compromise.
Bring it on. I'm all for it. We will talk to you tomorrow, my friend.
You got it. Have a good one.
All right. Chris Markowski, the Watchdog on Wall Street. WatchdogOnWallStreet.com. Check out the website. And don't forget, his weekend show is on many of these same stations all across the country. In the meantime, we'll be right back with more on the Captain's America Fair Watch and retired Lieutenant Colonel Kevin Wright. Don't go anywhere.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.